All right, you're listening to episode 3 of Punk Rock Cheeseburger. This episode includes guest Sensi and, as always, Chico. Please enjoy.
And what's your ethnicity originally? Like, I've never asked you that one. That sounds just like me. I've asked him like 3 times, and I think he told me, and I think I forgot all 3 times.
Yeah.
Because it was really boring. and then you said Puerto Rican, and immediately I realized that's right. As soon as you said Puerto Rican, I was bored as shit. I was like, oh, what the f-? You're getting neglected by Trump. Yeah, I was hoping like Taiwanese or something, or Thai, Vietnamese, I don't know. Burmese, or from Burma or Pakistan, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
you're from Puerto Rico. Okay.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. My father was native, and my mother Caribbean Islander from Puerto Rico. So I'm a Caribbean Indian.
I see. Wait, did you live in New York at some point? Because at some point you're talking about like the hood or the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does live in New York right now.
I do live in New York.
You're in New York right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you're in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I was considering going to New York City. I'm considering going there for like the 4th of July for a couple of things, but I was like, I shouldn't go there because I don't know anyone.
Now you do. You and Chico are going to hang out.
Oh, can't wait for that.
I'm going to put a butt plug in just to make sure nothing funny happens. And then
he'll figure a way around it.
I'm going to put a butt plug with a tag attached with my name and address and phone number. If I'm dead on the side of the road, please contact.
And I love the way he says, that way nothing funny happens. Like, as if putting...
I love the way you laughed off that, because you're like, you're thinking like, funny stuff is going to happen regardless of whether you want it to or not, Sensi. It's happening. It's
just, all right, good. Putting a butt plug up with your address on it isn't funny.
That's safety. That's not funny. That's just being precautious. That's
that's
precautionary measures. God damn it! I thought, where is the strangest place you have ever woken up?
Oh wow!
I've had to answer that, and it's been embarrassing answering it for a little bit. So I'm gonna let you guys answer first, and then I'll go.
Okay.
You go ahead. I have to think about this.
Really, Rock? You have to think about it. Okay. Chico, you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously related to drugs and or alcohol, right? So, I don't know, man. I've never really had a hangover like that. I know this sounds boring, but it's true. But I have had, I think 2 in my whole life. And I think on one of them, I woke up in the f***ing bathtub.
That's not too bad.
I mean, nothing too crazy, but I guess I just I think I went to the bathroom or something. Like, I tried to figure out, like, how the hell did that happen? So the best I can figure is that I went to take a piss, and then after I did my business, I fell in the f***ing tub. It's up. It's like right next to the toilet.
When I get really drunk,
and I was like, "Where the f*** am I?" Back in the tub, and my left leg was asleep.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And I had to like climb out of the tub, and I couldn't walk because my leg was asleep.
So just to give you a baseline idea, when I get really drunk, I go and sleep upstairs. I usually always sleep downstairs on the couch. Upstairs, I have 3 bedrooms, and I actually sleep in like the bedroom, like a nice, like a proper person, but only when I get wasted. And also, I can't wear pants. So when I'm really drunk, I wake up upstairs with no pants. So the weirdest place is probably upstairs in the bathtub with no pants. I was like naked from the waist down. And there's a half eaten plate of chicken wings next to me. And I was. Now, the most shameful thing is that when I got up, before investigating my meat scenarios, I just grabbed another chicken wing and started eating it.
Chicken, yeah.
Exactly. Wow. This is probably what we should start with, the chicken wing
first. Right, that's the first thing.
If I made it alive this far, I can eat another chicken wing, and I'm probably gonna.
Exactly. First things first. Oh, well, I figure this out. Let me have another chicken wing.
Another time, I was living in an apartment, and I locked myself out, and I was trying to climb in through the upstairs bathroom, which involves like climbing on this porch that they on this roof that they have on the porch. And I had to climb on top of a trash can, but it was empty because they just picked up the trash. And as I was trying to climb, I spun and I fell in it, and I knocked myself out. And then I woke up inside of a blue recycling bin. And then I decided to sleep a little bit more before I try to get back into my house. I woke up at like, I passed out at like 1 a.m., woke up at like 4 or 5. And I think at like 7, I climbed on the same bin again and got in. Wow. Broke into my bathroom. My roommate was useless to this. Yeah. Whenever.
Was your roommate passed out or something? Or?
Yeah, he was passed out, and he doesn't even drink alcohol. Like, he had no excuse to be passed out. He's a dick.
Well, just a deep sleeper.
My roommate was this dude that was bald. He was a nurse. He drove a Chevy Corvette, like a bright red Chevy Corvette, but he was a nerd. Nice. And he really likes the New York Islanders. So whenever the Penguins crush the Islanders, I shit on him. I send him like horrible gifts. To this day, I'm just like, now they're off again.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's not awesome. That's
kind of awesome. I'm sure I've woken up in far worse places, but off the top of my head, I woke up in a fire engine in the cabin. And I won't get into the story because it could possibly get me in trouble, but yeah, it involved alcohol and a fire engine.
No, what? That's a whole point. I want to hear the full story.
Well, we used to have a bar, or they still do have a bar in the firehouse, and it was just a late night. And 1 minute I'm at the bar drinking, the next minute I'm waking up at like 6 in the morning in like the driver's seat of the fire engine. And like birds are chirping, I'm looking around, I'm like, what the hell? And I get out and I walked home, and that was it. I don't even think anybody knew.
You know, it would have been hilarious if you drunk drove that shit.
Oh, that would be, I mean, but here's some.
I'm sure that Rocky would beat both of us when it comes to waking up in weird places.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, what do you mean beats both of us in the sense that I think you'd beat all of us in the sense of how the weirdest place you could wake up, but in the sense of like how quickly you could wake up and actually function, I think Rock would be both of us in like efficiency. Like, you would get out, get the fuck out of there, or enjoy it, or I don't know.
It really depends on the situation.
Yeah, Chico, me and you would probably be a little bit more like, what? I'm like, ah, oh, shit. I need to smoke a joint. And Rocky would be like, I'm getting the out of here.
I'm out of here, yeah.
Yeah. Or else you'd enjoy it. If it's an enjoyable place, I'm sure you wouldn't.
Yeah, relax a little bit.
like when Sensei was in the bin, I could picture him waking up and going, all right. And just getting comfortable first.
Just like grabbing like a soda can as a pot, a pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so
cuddling next to the trash for a little minute just to get his head together.
I remember being in jail once, and yeah, it was like that. It was like.
So is that what you like, Chico?
I remember being in jail and thinking, like, this is, am I seriously using, like, the the little thing soda can as a pillow tonight?
You could picture him waking up, and then when he gets up, the can is, like, stuck to his face and shit.
There's some big dude, like, spooning him.
That sucked. I bought a bunch of junk food, too. And then I traded this dude for some, like, Xanax or something. And it didn't have any effect on me. Like, I fed him in the bathroom, and I think he gave me, like, some... some bad pillar, because I was bored as shit. I was willing to take anything at that point to just make me less bored.
Wow.
Because I was in the holding area of the jail cell, and the guards were playing, like, the top 10, 50 best UFC fights or something. And they're all so painfully bad. It was really suffering. I couldn't.
Now,
I was like, how much money do I have? Let me get junk food. Then I was like, I'm out of junk food. I need something better.
Now, I feel like Chico has a better jail/prison story.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, Chico.
Or stories, plural, I think, I suspect.
Which time?
That one time in jail?
Shut the flute up.
You don't actually have jail stories. You should have jail stories.
I don't have any. He does. I'm sure you do, Chico.
Me?
Yeah.
Innocent little me? No.
One time when I was in jail, I was walking in, like, circles around the yard. And so it's boring as shit. There's nothing to do, so you just walk laps. And the first two laps, there's this, like, Asian dude trying to persuade this black dude that he has, like, the cure to baldness. And I was like, this is never going to work. And on the third lap, I was amazed. He convinced him he was working. And this one, this black dude was convinced he was working. He was rubbing this toothpaste all over his head. He convinced him that one of his tiny little items he got was, I was like, holy shit, is this what jail's going to be like? Crazy people, you just.
Now, you were in jail, not prison?
No, I was in jail for 3 days. Oh. I got arrested on, like, a Friday, and I got released on Monday night, I think. So, yeah, that was jail.
What'd you do?
Drove drunk.
Uh-oh.
when Chico talks, I've done that 5 times, so, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I've done that a lot more than 5 times, but that's for the only 5 convictions.
he just means he got caught 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone told me if you got caught 5 times, that means you did a lot more. And I was like, you're right. I did a lot more.
Wow. That's insane.
Because each time it piles on top of your previous sentence.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're talking about how you're saying, like, I get really nervous when I do something wrong. And I was like, Rocky's presidency is going to be a very funny presidency. There's going to be a lot of laughing. And you started laughing immediately. Yeah. Like, you should be on my campaign guest. And I was thinking, in my mind, I was like, yes, I know. I'm your campaign advisor. I'm always on the campaign. And now there's no one who is that funny. That sucks.
Well, that's a nice compliment. It really is.
There's literally no one even close.
Well, I feel Rashi blushing.
Well, I was going to say.
You do the thing where you play someone's random song that they mention, and that's just...
I've been told I troll the trolls.
Yes, you do. I mean, I've...
Yep.
I
yep.
Yep. That's how it's done. That's how it's done.
When my girl told me she wants to, like, break things off, I just wanted to be like, you bitch, so this is... Could you at least get Rocky to start casting again? rather than get back to, could you at least see this thing first? Because I want this more of it. It's really going to suck otherwise.
So he needs you to be on the rebound.
Yeah.
No, but I need someone funny, and there's no one funny. Like, I've gone to Confiscated's room. He's not as funny either. I've been to Confiscated's room since, like, 2014. But
yeah.
He's really...
Go ahead.
He's really nice, too. He plays all the music he requests.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't attract the same group of assholes you do, I think.
Go on. I was going to say,
his time zone is really different, too, because he's, like...
Yeah.
He's in Denmark,
yeah.
So...
But, yeah, he's one of my favorite people, and I think he's great.
I agree.
He's one of my favorite people, too. I met him in, like, 2014. And I think I used to get drunk, and then at the end of my drinking sessions at like 4 or 5 a.m., I used to start eating soup, so he knew me as the soup guy.
I've heard that.
The guy who would get on cam and eat soup in his room. And then,
I've heard that before. I don't know if
you play DJ sets. And, yeah. Yeah, I'm the soup guy. Yeah. I'm eating cream of something at like 5 a.m. in the morning.
Fucking cream of corn right out of the can and shit.
Delicious.
What am I eating? I don't know. Stuff's gonna look better on the way out.
So I think another question I had on my list was, what would be the strangest meat you would ever eat?
I think I can answer that for Chico.
Her name was Latifa. No.
Alligator meat. Oh God.
So the strangest.
Laquanda.
So the strangest meat you would eat, or you have?
The strangest meat you would ever eat.
Okay.
Well, that you have eaten, but also would, but also was that you would consider eating in the future.
Okay. Again, go ahead, Chico, with that one.
Wait a minute. That you would eat, or that you have eaten.
I'd say
that
both.
You have eaten also both. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You want to comment on both? I can comment on both too.
Yeah. Okay. I think the strangest meat that I, and this counts as meat. Okay. Go ahead. Let it out of your system.
You have to start with this counts as meat. Okay. I'm already picturing like something wild and
so I felt crazy that day, you know. I was like kind of drunk and I was like, I'll just fucking try. It was like me daring. Yeah, I was with friends and shit. They were like,
I'd probably eat a bunch of those if I was drunk too.
But you wouldn't eat one of those. And I was like, I took one, I cracked it and I bit the shit out of it. And it was pretty horrible.
Say it's a like a fully grown baby chick. Like I had the feathers and everything, don't they?
It's like a semi-developed.
Semi-developed. I don't think it's not fully grown. It shouldn't be fully grown. If it's fully grown, you overcooked it. You overcooked it. You're supposed to undercook it.
Yeah, you could see like the you could see the shape of it and the outline of it. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So I bit like the head part off and I chewed it and I swallowed it. It was like some Fear Factor moment.
Nope.
I dry heaved a little.
I think the strangest thing I've ever eaten was like 10 years ago, back when I was a big alcoholic. And I was drinking schnapps of all kinds. I was drinking a lot of Goldschlager and a lot of, what do you call it? Rumpelmans.
And that's worse than the fucking blued egg.
Oh my God.
No, I was drinking Rumpelmans and Jägermeister, and then I realized. Rumpelmans is even like more alcohol than Jägermeister. It was,
yeah.
That was delicious.
But what did you eat?
Oh, so the worst thing I've ever eaten. I've actually eaten some glass.
Glass?
Because I remember. Whenever you drink Goldschlager, you drink a bunch of cinnamon shit, and you also drink a bunch of gold foils.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I also drank some like glass at some point.
Wow. Was it like that the bottle was broken and some glass got in there, or did you do it on purpose?
My girlfriend was pissed to me off, and I think I started gnawing on the bottle and I just fucking reduced half of it. Yeah, it's not even like classy or something like pretty liquid. No, I did not swallow a glass shard. No, I just nod on some shit. I'm
just throwing it out there. This is the first time I realized. This is the first time I realized how you really are. but you're interesting.
I remember one time scooping up all the broken glass in my room, and then I was looking at my hand and it was cut. Like, I was like, holy shit, I cut my hand with so much fine glass. I broke so many glasses.
Wow. I won't go too much into detail, but I went to this thing called, I think it was Beatle Fest. And it's like a get together of like Beatles fans, like the band.
Oh, okay.
And like everything, the whole weekend was cool, but like I think it was like the Saturday night into Sunday, I had bought a bottle of like Jameson, like a big bottle. But I'm at Beatle Fest. I get a big bottle of Jameson, and all I know is like 1 minute, I'm like drinking out of the bottle, having a good time. I think I made out with some random girl. Next thing I know, I'm waking up like my arms covered in blood, my hand hurts, and apparently what happened was at some point I got really loud and feisty and I tripped going back to the hotel room, and half a bottle of Jameson crashed on my hand, like my hands all but the friend I was with somehow talked security out of letting me stay. I almost got kicked out. But the next day it was the last day. That Sunday I was hurting bad, but it was fun.
Nothing like a little.
That thing. Sounds like too fun. Oh, that sounds. God.
I think I still have a scar. Yeah, I still have a scar on my ring finger from that. Ooh. Yeah.
To the other people, I apologize for Chico. Rocky is really funny, but I apologize for that.
That was good.
That was not good.
It was necessary.
You're really funny, Chico, on your podcast on Rocky's Two Us. Actually, I don't remember the second episode. I feel I'm really embarrassed to say this, but I got so fucking high at work that the second episode is just over my head.
I gotta ask you. I don't remember
anything.
What is your career that you can get high?
Yeah, what's your job that you can get high at work?
I was a computer programmer for a while, and now I'm a tile setter. I go and I put tiles in people's kitchens and bathrooms, and yep.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And when basically, by the time you're done,
when you're laying down towels and mortar, you can listen to podcasts and yep. Right? Yep. My colleague was like, really? This is what you listen to? I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
There's one point when you're like, you're right, this is better than. My colleague usually listens to Joe Rogan. He's like, yeah, no, this dude is better than Joe Rogan.
Get the fuck out of here. I love Joe Rogan. He has like the best podcasts.
Yeah, but you can even find yours sometimes.
Yeah, that shit is high level.
I find that so hard to believe.
Also, when I say I'm a towel setter, sometimes we have to do like weird shit that doesn't have to do with towel setting. I've had to like put up drywall on people's floors, and I've had to fix chimneys and a bunch of other things.
What is that like? House.
Because it's like a home remodeling company. They mostly do floors, but I've done a bunch of things that, yeah.
So it's like carpentry and construction almost, right?
Yeah. I haven't learned enough, yeah, but I've mostly done, yeah.
That's cool still. At least you got a job. Unlike this guy over here. I tried pointing to you, Chico.
It's nice when you work for like 10 days in a row. And then they're like, bam, here's $1,600. And I'm like, shit.
I can't complain about that.
Last night. Yep.
Holy shit.
can't get drunk, getting drunk tonight. Rocky's casting, and then
shit, with that paycheck, you could get yourself and Chico a hooker.
I didn't go to my best friend's wedding because he decided to move to Switzerland, and he had it in Switzerland, and that's like really expensive. I can't fly to Switzerland and
just, yeah, no. What? Yeah. What kind of ass? Wait, first of all, does he live in Switzerland?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought he went over there for the.
He's a Romanian dude. I've only seen him in Romania before, but then he moved to Switzerland, and so. Okay. He had it there, and I'm like, yeah.
Is that a dick move to be like?
It's a good move on your part, honestly. If you can move to Switzerland, it's a good move on your part. That's one of the richest countries in the world. It's definitely.
Yeah, but then to invite you
right,
to their wedding and expect you to flip that bill.
That's the dick move.
But like, I mean, I could make it there, but I really didn't because I spent my money on like weed and their shit.
That's a tall order, man.
It really is.
With a ticket.
If a wedding is really expensive, they better let you know like a year in advance. And they better let you know a year and a half in advance.
Give you time.
Yep. He gave me a year and a half in advance, and I think I was in Romania with getting drunk with my grandparents or something at the time.
That sounds way better
getting
than
drunk with my grandparents.
Yeah, that's definitely way better than going.
They have this liquor. They have a liquor. I should buy it for you, Rocky.
Yeah.
That's a liquor they make from fruits and. They make it in like 33% and 22%. And I was thinking, this is better. Whenever anyone takes a 50% shot, you should just take one of these and one of these instead. A shot of apple liquor, another shot of 22% pear liquor.
That sounds fucking delicious.
They taste delicious.
Nice.
They're both from the Czech Republic.
I feel it's good that we're all talking here and not actually in person, because that would be a fucking shit show.
I wish we could be lucky to be president, and then hopefully your wife is going to make you nervous a lot, and then see that.
You're listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger here with Rocky, Chico, and Sensi. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment. We will see you next time.